Welcome to Studio 86, in-depth discussions with RIT newsmakers. Come on inside.
Welcome inside Studio 86. I'm Mike Saffron of RIT University News, and with me in the studio today is Coach Wayne Wilson, the head coach of the RIT Tigers men's hockey team. Welcome, Coach.
Thanks for having me.
And also with me joining in the questioning is Joe Venero, who is RIT Assistant Sports Information Director. Welcome to you, Joe.
Good to be here.
Coach, here we are beyond the halfway point, about three quarters of the way through the season at this point. Some big upset victories behind you. The Cornell game was a big one. Minnesota, certainly. National ranking, it's been what would seem to be a really good season so far. What's your assessment?
Well, we're very happy with where we're at right now. Obviously, we're in first place, so anything less than that, I guess, would be maybe a little disappointed. We've been a little bit inconsistent. We've knocked off some very big teams, have played very well, and some of the weaker teams we haven't played quite as well. Leading off with Cornell at the beginning of the year at Blue Cross Arena, our first experience there against a quality opponent, says a lot of the ground we've made since going from Division III to Division I. And then Minnesota, beating Minnesota in Minnesota, was certainly another highlight for us. They had gone, I think Joe might be able to correct me, in something like 8 years without losing a game in their tournament. So for us to go in there and do that says a lot what we were able to accomplish. So those two highlights in particular will stand out, I think, in our program's history of, I guess, finally arriving to Division I in a bigger, better way than we have in the past.
Coach, what do you think so far of the fan support this year, and especially with the game at the Blue Cross Arena where we drew over 5,000 fans?
Well, the fan support at home at the Ritter has been outstanding. Even when our students were away, we've played, I think, as many as four games with our students gone. We've had great support from the community in those games. It's been a great problem, I guess, selling out the games as far as our team and the coaching staff is concerned. It's probably been a bit of a headache for people trying to get in, and with the game selling out before the puck's dropping right now. So our fans have always been good, and they've been there for years. So it's not something that people jumped on board just because we're Division One. They were there in Division Three, and it really helps us. Unfortunately, I think it also motivates our opposition to come into a full building. But it's great to play in that kind of environment, and I think it's important for our team. And Blue Cross, for our first experiment going downtown and having excess 5,000 fans, it's something that we hope we can grow on for the future. We're planning in the early stages just for something next year as well, a non-conference game down there. So we're hoping it can be even better than it was this past year.
You know, all 10 teams make the postseason for Atlantic Hockey, and this will be your first shot at postseason play. How is the level of excitement regarding that right now?
Well, last year was simpler for us. We had one goal and one goal in mind, and that was to win our regular season championship, and we were able to accomplish that. This year, we still have the same goal, but I've got to be a little careful that we don't push too hard where that is our goal. We've reached it, and then all of a sudden you turn around in playoffs. When you get into a single game elimination, your season can end awfully quick. I think our ultimate goal is to move on to the NCAAs. In order to do that, that means you have to win a playoff championship. And I think those goals might be slightly ahead of your regular season championship. The regular season championship is something to put you in the best possible position to hopefully move on, but it doesn't guarantee you anything. So you can have a great 28-game schedule as far as your conference games, and then go into the playoffs and lose a single game elimination and your season's done. And Air Force is a great example of a team last year which finished in fifth place, and people forget that. They finished in fifth but moved on to the NCAA, and they're playoff champions, they're NCAA bound, and everyone remembers Air Force for having a great year even though they finished fifth in the league. So we're very conscientious of that, and we know that we don't want to push so hard that we're out of gas by winning a regular season championship when we go in the playoffs dead. So we just want to make sure we're in good position. I think anywhere in the top three is one of those positions that we're trying to achieve.
But you got a great senior class that came in as freshmen in 2004, the final year of Division III. How great is it to see the progress they've made in the last 3 years from, you know, Division III freshmen to now seniors who did win an Atlantic Hockey regular season title last year and are, you know, in position to do the same this year?
This particular class made the adjustment from Division III to Division I better than, I guess, maybe even the previous classes. You know, our philosophy in recruiting is getting the best player possible as far as hockey players are concerned, and then also obviously students that meet the requirements of our school and really want to come to RIT. But Simone Lambert has been our leading scorer or leading point producer for three straight years, and he was recruited under the pretenses of us being in Division III, with him having no idea that we might go Division I. Matt Smith, as a goal scorer, has been a leader for us in that department. Daryl Draper, just a real hard worker and very instrumental. And Ricky Walton, another inspirational type player, very go-getter, a lot of energy. And then on defense, Brent Patry was an all-league player last year, and Stephen Burns and Matt Harris have been great defensively for us. They don't maybe get the credit because they don't get the points, but physically they've been able to give us a little bit of an edge there as well. So this class as a whole have all contributed, and you're hoping for that every year, but you're never going to have really everyone contributing, and yet this class was able to do it. And like I said, they were all recruited because they wanted to come to RIT, not because we were Division I at the time, and then this was just a bonus for them, and I'm glad they've been able to experience all the highs and the stages that we had to go through as far as our first year Division I in particular.
Going on to the exact other extreme, your freshmen this year, it seems like most, and if not all, have played a major role in the success of the team this year. Tell me a little bit about the freshmen and how they've adjusted.
Our freshmen have done a very good job. You know, we want to have equal kind of balanced recruits where each class can contribute in their way. I think we're getting to the stage where we're not bringing freshmen in where we have to count on them to produce and lead our team. We want them to come in, see how they feel on the ice. We're not giving them too much responsibility. They've got to earn it. They've done that. I guess my best example, someone, Andrew Favitt, who's hot of late. They've all obviously done very well for us, but him in particular didn't play all the games early, got adjusted to the college hockey game, got adjusted to college in general, and it feels very comfortable and is really contributing to our team at this point. But everyone I've been happy with. You know, we didn't have to bring in any defensemen this year, but our forwards in particular have all done a very good job and fit in nicely and have all made great contributions to our goals.
Go back to October 2005, your first few games as a Division I program, now fast forwarding to 2008. Is this where you thought you'd be in your third season as Division I program?
Well, you know, there's an optimism, I guess, of every coach going into every year. I thought we could compete, you know, and I didn't know what we could win or not. I was very aware from my experiences, both playing and coaching Division I, that a lot of games end up being one-goal games. And unlike Division III, where you have some highly contested games, then you have some very easy games where the player's confidence is always with them when you've got a strong Division III program. In Division I, you could play great hockey, which I thought our first year was. We played extremely well. We competed very, very hard, in particular because we weren't in any standings. We didn't have anything to play for, but pride, so to speak. I thought we competed very well, but we got a good taste of knowing that we had to do some little things correct in order to get on the other side of those one-goal losses or tie games. And that year, I think we counted up roughly 22 games where we had to pull our goalie, which meant we were within striking range of winning games. Now, we didn't win those games, so we learned like blocking shots and a lot of little things that go on in hockey and valuable lessons. But I thought it was the character of our first team that will stand out the most. It was really incredible how hard they worked right to the end. I think they enjoyed the experience, the seniors in particular, saying we're Division I, and they can all say that they've played Division I hockey. But it was really their character and the leadership of that team that impressed me the most.
Well, with the Tigers being ranked this season in all the major polls and with the wins over Cornell and Minnesota, do you think this program is getting the respect outside of the conference in a national light?
I think there's a lot of things going on now for our league in general, not just RIT, that people are finding out if they don't come prepared to play, they're going to lose the game. And I think that's where we want to be as a league, is that we want to be a good competitor, formidable opponent, so to speak, and that our league is still young. We still got a lot of growing, and we got quite a ways to go, but we are putting in the efforts as coaches, players, administrators to make our team, our league, as good as possible. And I think when we're able to do what we did, you know, we have the ability to possibly finish 500 in non-conference this year, and I think that hasn't been done in quite a while. I think the fact that Cornell will come to Rochester, the St. Lawrence's, the Clarksons, the Colgates are all going to be visiting or have visited RIT. show the respect that they have for us versus us always being on the road playing all these teams, which makes it that much more difficult. But all those things are making our league a better league, and we're making ground slowly but surely.
You said earlier, you know, the fact that there are no more easy games, you know, moving to Division I. How important is it to be on your A game every night?
Well, I think we're going to have to be on our A game. This is when you really kind of play for your position. We put ourselves in a position, which is first right now, to win a championship, but that can be taken away from us very quickly. We've got too many good teams behind us also trying to hope for that goal. So this is a critical month where, with the tightness of our league, the parity of our league, a couple losses, a couple wins can either move you up or down in the standings significantly. And I think this month is a big, big month. We're happy to be playing five of our last eight games in league play at home. And I think that's going to be a difference for us. And we got to take advantage of that situation, not expect it just to happen.
You got, you know, your big name superstars, the Simone Lemberts, the Matt Smiths. Who are some guys that the fans should be looking for down the stretch that can make a big impact, that are guys that aren't really mentioned in the media?
And I should probably include Louis Menard, because your goalie always seems to be one of the biggest things. But Steven Matic and Brendan Sarrazin are two players that are maybe having years where they're a little bit disappointed in their points and stats, but provide us with so many other things, with the penalty killing, block shots, leadership. They do so many things for our team that are not something that I think the average fan sees. Bobby Raymond and Justin Hofstetter are two defensemen that are rock solid back there for us. But they're not the power play guys, the ones that are getting the points. The Dan Ringwalds, Alan Mazur, Brent Patry get a lot of recognition because of their stats. But those two defensemen and those two forwards, I think in particular, are guys that as a coach you appreciate.
Coach Joe talked about the support that you receive from the fans in Ritter Arena, of these sold-out games. But how about the school support in general? How important is that? A couple of weeks ago or so, President Dessler had his hair dyed orange to try to generate more support for the basketball teams. But of course, the hockey program has this support to the point that you have to turn people away sometimes from Ritter Arena. So just how important is that to the team, the psyche almost, that this hockey team is just so popular on campus?
Well, you know, this is something, the tradition at RIT is, it started a long, long ways back, but starting from our presidents to our vice presidents, I think Dr. Simone and now Dr. Dessler are very instrumental. Dr. Miller, Dr. Waters, Dr. Cooper, to our athletic director, Luce Biot, and right down to equipment people, trainers, everyone. I really think we did it the right way. And now it's up to the coaches not to mess that all up, I guess. But I think when you see the support, and our players see the support, you know, as players, you're always, when you're going into other rinks, you're looking around at facilities, you're looking around how you're treated, you know, are things done professionally? And they can reflect back, hey, you know, we are getting great support. And they know that and appreciate that. And then it goes back to the fans and everyone else. So it's all important. It's all going to work together. And for our program, but it's great to see the support for the basketball, and whether it be lacrosse in the spring or the soccer teams in the fall. I think when everyone has success, it's better off for the whole school, and it's better off for the individual teams, because how they do in their seasons also is a reflection on your school and your athletic program. And I think when they see all the teams do well, they say, geez, that's a winning program. That's a winning school. Well,
speaking of other sports, I can't let you go without asking Tom Coughlin, former RIT head football coach, coaching in the Super Bowl this year. Is that kind of a psychological boost for RIT sports, even though it's many years ago and you know, lots changed? We don't even have a football team anymore.
Yeah, I think it's real important. I went to school at Bowling Green, and Miami of Ohio was in our league, and they have a thing called Cradle of Coaches, and they really promote where their coaches have moved on. Tom Coughlin got a start at RIT and was able to move on from there because of his abilities. Everyone appreciates who's going to give them their opportunity for their start. That athletic director or school that said, you know, we see something in this person that we think can lead our program. And it's that kind of confidence that a school gives you that really energizes you as a coach. And I'm appreciative of my start here. I love beloved here. I think RIT is an outstanding school and place to be. And the more I'm here, the more I do appreciate the support they give you. And I think the coaches that you see here are here for a long time, and it's because of the support RIT gives. And Tom Coughlin is a great representative of RIT.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the first three quarters of the season, and best wishes the rest of the way.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Tune in next time for another in-depth discussion from Studio 86. Studio 86 is recorded live in Building 86 on the RIT campus and is produced by RIT University News Services.